This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root in the house. And the house is called Wayne Manor. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. War Now on USA Radio Newsmax TV. A relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, American made and proud of it. Wayne Allyn Root. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, 15 cents a share to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. And this is his new baby. It's called Fordham Resources. It has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than Manhattan. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Deloitte Touche is there to evaluate their 350,000 acres. It is a very cool opportunity. Check them out, FordhamResources.com. Go to their website, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. All right, I said we'd get back to a couple of callers before I get into what I have to say today, so we will quickly get back to American Joe. So, American Joe, you have to realize something. You're acting as if this is, like, shocking for you, and it is. It's terrible. It's awful. I'm sorry for you. But this is happening to every conservative on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Instagram, on every single device you can imagine. They are trying to censor us, to ban us, to cut our money off, to destroy us. I wanted to bring you on because you're the tip of the iceberg. You're the canary in the coal mine. Trust me when I tell you it's happening to everyone. Here I am. You mentioned my millions of listeners on USA Radio. And don't forget, millions and millions watching on Newsmax. And guess how many people I've added on Twitter and Facebook since I had millions of followers? None. None. I'm shadow banned. They can't add anybody. I used to add thousands of people a month at one point before I ever got on national TV or radio. Now I'm on national TV and radio, and my numbers never go up. What does that tell you? That tells you I'm being manipulated and destroyed by Twitter and Facebook. So I'm just telling you, this is going on with every conservative. It is a cancer. It is terrible. It is proof that America is a banana republic. The fact is allowed to go on. People should be sent to prison. Last I checked, censorship was illegal in the United States of America. You're not allowed to censor people because of their political views. So I'm so sorry it's happening to you, American Joe. And it's just not shocking or surprising to me because I know it's happening to every conservative warrior out there.
Well, I certainly am not surprised, Wayne. I'm surprised at how early it came for me. I was actually creating a long-term battle plan for this, but they came for me real fast. And
well, what I don't get is you didn't say anything bad. You didn't tell anybody to go kill someone because their political beliefs. You said not to.
But here,
so why would they, crazy?
Here's what I pointed out, Wayne. I said, it's kind of funny to me that a white guy kills 49 Muslims, and it's worldwide news for weeks on end, and yet 6,000 Christians were killed by Muslims in 2018, and not a peep out of anybody.
Yeah, there it is. That's why they screwed you. That's it. Because they don't like anybody pointing out that Muslims are killing Christians and Jews. They don't like people pointing out facts. You know, it's like...
And that's the funny thing, Wayne. I've made several videos about transgenderism, about LGBTQ, lots of videos that I put out there that I thought, okay, that's going to be the target that gets me. That's going to be the target. It's not. The target is Islam. You go after Islam, and you are going down. The left is going to try to take you down. And it is unbelievable.
I'm interested in asking you, picking your brain a little bit, American Joe. So you had how many followers on YouTube?
I started November 11th of last year. I've been on YouTube for 4 months, and I have 7,866 right now subscribers.
And what kind of money were you making per month by having 7,800? That's still not enough mass to make any kind of serious money, right?
No, it's not. You know, you're talking $200-$300 a month.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, if I kept growing. I get it.
You see, where they get you is if you can't monetize your channel, you can't accept super chats in your live shows. I do a lot of live shows, and live shows are where people voluntarily say, hey, I want to give American Joe money because I like what he's got to say. They cut all of that off when they demonetize your channel. And so it makes it very difficult. So what I do now is I tell people, if you want to give the American Joe show, just go straight to PayPal and give me money, because that's the only way I can trust it right now. I can't trust anything YouTube does.
Yeah, no,
I get it. It's frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. This is something I want to do full time.
All right, American Joe, I gave you the floor. You wanted to mention your website. Do it real quick, and then we got to run, okay? Go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, absolutely. That's AmericanJoeShow.net. I wanted to give it out to your audience so they could go watch the video that got my channel demonetized and judge for themselves. It's right there on the front page of the website. You can't miss it. AmericanJoeShow.net. And if you're on YouTube, just search for American Joe Show. You're going to find me all over the place.
All right, Joe, good luck in everything you do, buddy. Todd from Connecticut is on line one. Todd, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey.
Thank you for waiting patiently. I appreciate it. Thank you for being a loyal listener. Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to just tell you that I'm really sick and tired of hearing about McCain and how he was a hero, because I watched a documentary on him, and from what they said, he jumped out of his airplane because he had a tirade. He wasn't first in line. And he probably hit a switch or something and launched all the missiles and blew up the deck. And like 30-something people died. And he went and ran into the coffee room or whatever. And he didn't even try to put out the fire or anything. That's a hero? That's a hero, Wayne?
Yeah, I'll actually tell you my understanding of what happened on that one. And he is not a good guy, and it was a terrible thing. I'm looking it up right now. Fact check. Now, you said 30 people died. 134 died. 134 died.
32.
Yeah, it was a catastrophic fire.
He's a big time hero. He killed all those men.
Yeah, catastrophic fire aboard the aircraft carrier USS Forrestal, 1967, that killed 134 sailors. And a lot of people believe it was a mistake. Others believe it was reckless behavior by John McCain. But either way, it was a naval disaster. There's no question about it. So McCain was hurt himself. Yeah, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt and assume he certainly didn't want to kill 134 people. So, you know, it was a backfire
on
his plane.
What about his time as a prisoner of war?
Well, that was...
Todd,
that one's questionable. I don't know for sure. I've seen all kinds of people saying that he really was a good guy and a hero, and he had a chance to leave Vietnam early, and he turned it down unless all his men could leave with him, and he stayed in that horrible place. I've seen other people say he was like a traitor who quickly gave them secrets and information and got treated better than everybody else. I've seen both, but I've given him the benefit of the doubt on that stuff. I've always said that, look, even if you're an arrogant twit, which is what he was. Everyone agrees he was an arrogant little spoiled brat, son of admirals and father and grandpa.
So that's how you're a hero, right? You got to be an arrogant twit.
Listen, you and I are on the same team, but I'm only disagreeing with you from the standpoint that I'm saying I still give him credit for being captured, a prisoner of war, broke every bone in his damn body. They beat the hell out of him when he landed, and he stayed there in the Hanoi Hilton for like 6 years. It's a nightmare. It affected his life. I believe he was never quite the same person, and I hate everything he did. His final vote was a total traitor to the Republican Party, a traitor to every person that ever voted for him, that expected him to undo Obamacare, and his vote kept Obamacare. Horrible, horrible, horrible thing. But as far as his war record, I just say, listen, you get shot down and you are tortured, you're a hero, and that's the end of it. You're in the military, you risk that, it happened, you're a hero, let's just drop it. Whatever happened, happened. Towards the end of his life, he did some things that I think are just horrible and disgusting and traitorous to the Republican Party and to his own voters. So let's leave it at that. I try not to say too many bad things about the
day. How can a traitor be a hero? I don't understand that.
Well, I'm talking about what he did later in life as his last vote. I'm not talking about while he was in the military. He wasn't a traitor in the military. You know, listen, if you go in the military, Todd,
I was in the military for 9 years.
Yeah.
I was in the military for 9 years.
That makes you a hero as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what you did in the military. Maybe all you did was peel potatoes. Maybe you're a hero because you faced enemy fire. Todd, you're still a hero in my eyes. Being in the military makes you a hero. You're willing to risk your body to sacrifice for all of us who aren't in the military. That makes you a hero in my book. No matter what happens after that, you're a hero. So McCain got shot down flying for America. That makes you a hero. I don't want to go any more into that. I think he was a hero. I think later on in life he did some really bad things just because he wanted to spite Donald Trump, or just because he was bitter about certain things that he didn't win the presidency, or just because his McCain Foundation had funding from George Soros and he maybe became a liberal. I don't know. All I could tell you is John McCain at the end was not somebody I respect. I will say that his war service does make you a hero, even if some bad things happened while he was in the military. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm trying to remain slightly above the fray and not be too vicious to somebody who served for the country. All right? That's it. But John McCain, you know, all the very things liberals laud him for, he was exactly like Donald Trump. They claim Trump, you know, has a bad temper. Well, John McCain is a bad temper. And they claim that Trump fools around. I'm not going to say much more. I've heard all the rumors about John McCain. John McCain was constantly in Vegas gambling at the craps table. John McCain always thought he deserved the best in life. He'd show up at the biggest heavyweight fights in Vegas and think he deserved free seats. Come on, folks. You're going to complain about, the liberals are going to complain about Donald Trump, how much golf he plays, and how much womanizing he did. What do you think John McCain was doing for all those years? They're all the same. Come on. All I care about is you make the economy go, and Donald Trump does. He's my guy because he's good for the economy. He's my guy because he wants to build a wall. As far as wanting pure honesty and integrity, you know what? Don't go into politics. You're living in a dream world. There's nothing Trump has ever done that McCain didn't do, and Obama didn't do, and Hillary Clinton didn't do, and Bill Clinton didn't do, except 50 times worse in the Clinton's case. There's no saints in politics. Wake up. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just get you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, it's book time. Get ready. You can win a free book from Ron Corey. Tenacity is the book. Giving it away free right now. Give us a call. Third caller, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Third caller gets the book free. Tenacity by Ron Corey. An entire city tried to frame him, put him in prison for 50 years. And this Vegas tough guy and former Marine from Brooklyn fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes, and he beat them all. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn it into a movie. You love the book, that's going to be a movie. Story so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey. If you have a macho father or friend or husband or son, get them this book. It'll be a great gift. When they read it, it'll inspire them to go out and make a lot of money. Because this guy started out as a dealer at the Tropicana. You know, in the rest of the world, dealer has a very different connotation. But in Vegas, he was a card dealer at the Tropicana Hotel. Not car, card dealer. And he wound up as a, you know, huge, huge, successful multi-millionaire businessman in Vegas with car dealerships and casinos and bars and restaurants, you name it. You can get his book, Ron Corey's book, Tenacity, as a book, an e-book, or Kindle. That's Ron Corey, as in C-O-U-R-Y. You can go to Amazon to order Tenacity, or you can go to RonCoreyAuthor.com. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com. Or you could just get the book free right now. Third caller gets it. 833-WAR-TALK. Thank you, Ron, for giving us all these great copies of the book to give out to my fans. Another big fan of the show and Wayne Root, Ron Corey. You got to reward people like that. So go get his book. Get a stack of 10 of them and put it under friends' trees for Christmas next year. Give it to somebody you love right now for their birthday, et cetera, et cetera. Take care, Ron. Great friend of mine. All right. The Judicial Watch founder, Tom Fitton, says he estimates at least 900,000 illegal aliens voted in the midterms. 900,000. I don't know where he gets that number from. Liberals would say, I have no idea where he gets the number from. The real number is zero. And I would say that number is way underestimating. I believe just in Las Vegas, there were at least 100,000 illegals voting. Just all the people that work for the casinos, they get busted in the casinos. And the unions, the culinary union, gives them the list of who to vote for in Spanish and speaks to them in Spanish. They're not legal Americans. They don't speak English. It's ridiculous. There's 100,000 in Las Vegas alone. There might be 150,000, 200,000 illegals that vote in this state. And how many vote in New Mexico? How many vote in Colorado? How many vote in Arizona? How many vote in California? It's not 900,000, even though liberals freak at that number. It's in the millions all over this country. It might be 4 million just in California illegals that vote. Just in California. They're stealing our elections. That's the whole thing. I don't know why Trump has not made it his number one priority over everything else, including the wall, that you've got to have voter ID in this country. You've got to have voter ID so you know who's voting, so you have integrity in the voting system. Can you believe that, in the Michigan State Legislature in 2010, then State Representative Rashida Tlaib, who's now Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Muslim Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib introduced a resolution urging Michigan businesses and organizations to cease all business with the state of Arizona because of a law it had passed to crack down on illegal immigration. The law, SB 1070, required all aliens in Arizona to carry identification documents and allowed Arizona police to review those documents during a lawful stop, detention, or arrest if there was a reasonable suspicion that the person was an illegal immigrant. So she said, we urge all Michigan businesses, public and private organizations, to stop doing business with the state of Arizona or with anyone in the state of Arizona. Just typical of how incredibly radical Rashida Tlaib is, along with Ilhan Omar. And Bernie Sanders' new speechwriter lauded the economic miracle of Venezuela's socialism. He hired a new speechwriter. He wants him to propel his 2020 campaign to victory. The guy's name is David Sirota, and acts as a communications consultant. And this guy, Sirota, exhibited his devotion to Venezuela's brand of socialism during Hugo Chavez's time. He said his brand of socialism achieved real economic gains. He's a contributor to Salon magazine when he wrote an essay remembering Hugo Chavez, who had recently died, praising the despot's political legacy as an economic miracle. Wow. Chavez racked up an economic record that a legacy-obsessed American president could only dream of achieving, Sirota wrote in Salon. He argued that Venezuelan socialism suddenly looks like a threat to capitalism. And today, they're raiding the zoos to kill animals. Today, they're eating out of dumpsters. Today, they're drinking sewage water. Isn't socialism great?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence touched down in Omaha, Nebraska to survey flood damage and thank volunteers and emergency personnel.
The flooding in the Midwest has killed at least four people and caused hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, on what can be done to help those folks out affected in Nebraska.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now.
While welcoming the president of Brazil to the White House, President Trump had some strong words for the president of Venezuela.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet.
A report out says prosecutors in Florida are willing to drop the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft if he admits they would have been found guilty at the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors. And it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You could
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Amazing how in baseball they just keep topping the numbers, topping the numbers, topping the numbers. I'm Mr. Capitalist, man. I love capitalism. I don't begrudge anybody money when they're a businessman or woman. But I just don't think players deserve the money they're paying these people. Unbelievable. Mike Trout, center fielder of the Angels, Anaheim Angels, or Los Angeles Angels, as they're now known, is near a deal to pay him $430 million. You know, God gave you a body that could hit a baseball. Does that really mean you're worth $430 million? You know, at least in the old days of Michael Jordan, at least every year he won the championship, right? Every year they won the NBA championship, or every other year. And that's pretty amazing. Tom Brady, every other year, wins the championship. I get that. But, you know, you're talking about a last-place team. Why would any player be worth $430 million? It's going to be the biggest contract in the history of baseball, and therefore, I assume, the biggest in the history of sports. I don't know. Probably. He nears a 12-year deal, which will be the largest contract in professional sports history. Not baseball, sports history. And keep him with the Angels for the remainder of his career. Wow, he's going to make an average of $36 million a year for a 12-year contract. Beats the previous record of $34.4 million a year. And I don't really follow baseball much anymore. I'm a Yankee fan from childhood, but I don't really follow it a lot. But Zach Greinke has the previous record of $34 million. I swear I never heard of him. I don't even know who he is. I never even heard of Zach Greinke. Wow, and Bryce Harper just signed a huge contract, $330 million. But this guy's going to now be $430 million, 30% larger. Even me, the ultimate capitalist, says, this is insanity. These guys don't own the team. Capitalism means if you own the team, you should make $36 million a year, $400 million over 12 years. But they're just a player who just happens to throw a ball or catch a ball or hit a ball. How could that be worth $400 plus million, $430 million. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm just glad that I'm a radio host and Synagenix is the sponsor of my show. And they keep, this is the 12th to 13th month in a row that they are sponsoring my show. And they are the world's leader in healthy aging, anti-aging, and defying aging. And they made Wayne Root great again. If you watch me on TV, you know I look younger than I've ever looked, and I feel great. And you know you get a free phone call and a free no-obligation consultation. So the risk on your end is zero. You have no risk of any kind. Give them a call and find out what they can do for you. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Or a toll-free number, 888-YOUNGER. Or contact them at their website, Synagenix.com. Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenix.com, and set up your free no-obligation consultation. They're my fountain of youth, and just let them know that you want the same business as Wayne Allen Root. You want to look great again. You want to make them to make you great again. Tell them I sent you, Synagenix, 888-YOUNGER. All right, we've got our guest here, and he's on every Tuesday afternoon, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. Website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. And we always get his take on Hollywood and some of the biggest news stories in the news. So without further ado, bring him on. James, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing great. I am livid at Fox News for suspending my friend Jeanine Pirro, otherwise known as Judge Jeanine. Livage, her and I talk all the time and text each other all the time, and I think she's fabulous. As a matter of fact, my viewers on Newsmax always tell me she's kind of the yin to my yang. They think me and Jeanine have the exact same philosophy. When they watch her show, they love it. When they watch my show, they love it. They think we're like brother, sister. And so I thought that was a big mistake. Today, they topped it. They hired Donna Brazile, or maybe it was yesterday. They hired Donna Brazile at Fox News. I think Fox News has lost their minds. I think they're becoming, they're killing the goose that laid the golden egg. They're becoming a left network, moving more and more towards the left, and they're going to lose all their audience. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, here's the deal. You know, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a watershed event for Fox. First of all, Jeanine Pirro did what you do. She asked tough questions, newsworthy questions. Her questions were about Ilhan Omar's apparent devotion to Sharia law, apparent devotion to the Quran, and all she did was ask questions that are legitimate questions. There is no way she should have been suspended, and there's certainly no way that a network like Fox News should hire Donna Brazile after CNN fired her for being a cheat. She gave the questions ahead of time to Hillary Clinton during the primary. And the only thing I can say to explain this is that if we know in looking at Hollywood that Fox is involved in this big, massive transaction. They're selling 21st Century Fox to Disney, and Rupert Murdoch is starting to hand over the reins to his two sons, mainly his older son, Lachlan. But watch out for James Murdoch, because James Murdoch is married to a woman, Catherine Murdoch, whose gig is, here it gets as, you know who she works for? The Ooh. Clinton Climate Initiative.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Not just a liberal, she's an activist liberal. And you'll notice, the president has tweeted about this, if you look at Fox News on the weekends,
Very
their
liberal.
Anchors remind you of MSNBC. Arthel Neville, Leland Vitter, they're not quite as bad as Shepard Smith, but the rhetoric on Fox has changed. They're softer in tone when it comes to liberal, other than prime time. Prime time, you still have, you know, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham. But Fox News is shifting, and you can see it by the discussion on social media. And I'll tell you what, they better not let Jeanine Pirro go. I mean, the normal pattern is she's been suspended. Yeah, they're giving in to somebody's demand. But she'll be back, and she'll be as fiery as ever. If they let her go, I think it's the beginning of the end for Fox.
Yeah, they won't
and
let
I
her
think
go. They
there
wouldn't
are
dare.
People, there are wealthy people, if they're going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg, they're not going to remember where their bread is buttered. There's going to be other networks that are going to spring up, like Newsmax TV, like others, and that vacuum is going to be filled.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a guy who at this point, my show's exploding on Newsmax, James, and I get over 1,000 emails a week. But over this past weekend, I got a ton of emails, and then I decided on all about Judge Jeanine. And then I decided, because they found out on Saturday night the Judge Jeanine show went air. So on Saturday night into Sunday, I got a ton of emails. So on Monday, which was yesterday, I decided to build my whole show around the fact that Fox News has really screwed up and that people should start to think about leaving Fox News. Well, overnight tonight, between the time of my show yesterday and maybe 1 o'clock this afternoon, I had over 500 emails. 500, and all 500 said the same thing. I'm leaving Fox. I'm never coming back. I never watched your show in my life. I shouldn't even admit this. Most of them say, never heard of Wayne Root in my life, but I happened to stumble into your show in the last week, and I can't stop watching, and I'm never going to watch Fox again, and thank you for what you did for Judge Jeanine. So there's a pattern developing. You can't tell me it's not like Procter Gamble. They say, you know, one letter is 20,000 people, and you got to take it very seriously. If I had 500 letters overnight that all said, I'm leaving Fox News forever. I can't stand what they did to Judge Jeanine. I can't stand the Donna Brazile hire. You're right, Wayne. I'm going to listen to your show, and that's it. If that's the case, that 500 could represent 300,000-400,000 people leaving Fox, maybe 500,000. They only have 3 million watching each primetime show. They can't take a loss of 500,000. I think they've got problems. I think long-term, moving forward, Fox News is leaking viewers, and they're going to be a lot of trouble, and Newsmax is going to pick them up. So I think I'm in the right place at the right time, but we shall see.
Yeah, well, I will say this. They have defended all three primetime hosts. You know this. George Soros-funded Media Matters
yes.
have targeted the Fox News hosts. They targeted Sean Hannity. They went after Laura Ingraham. Most recently, they went after Tucker Carlson. Now, so the network, you know, at least has defended those people. I think when the real, you know, dike breaks is one of the primetime hosts defects. They're still paying very big bucks, as you well know. But look, we learned, you and I learned together, Fox was willing to let Bill O'Reilly go at a time when he was number one in the business. That was a sea change as well. So I don't think anybody's feeling real secure over at Fox.
No, and by the way, something happened today. I don't see it on the list of things you and I were supposed to talk about, so I don't know if you know about it. Did you hear that Paul Ryan joined their board of directors today?
Yes, I did, and I was disgusted. It's a new entity. It's the new Fox Corporation, which is the entity that's going to be the new ownership entity after the merger.
Right.
But that's a really bad sign that Paul Ryan, who is held in very low esteem by the Republican base, would be getting a position on the board, which means very highly paid position. And, you know, maybe that's why he decided not to run again, because he had that cooking. But, yeah, that does not bode well for the future of Fox.
No, here's the problem. James, here's the problem. To be a conservative like Wayne Root, and I'm not going to speak for James Hurston, but I'll speak for me. To be a real, true patriot and conservative like I am or like Donald Trump is does not pay. There's no money in it. All the money is in being a pro-big government guy. Because you get all these giant corporate jobs and law firm jobs and government contracts and board of directors, $500,000 a year, $500,000 in stock for doing nothing, for meeting four times a year and rubber stamping whatever the CEO does. Every friend or person I've ever met who's a liberal gets big deals and gets rich to be in a position like I'm in, and I have nowhere to go because no corporation appreciates what I do because I'm anti-big corporation. I'm anti-big government. So where do I get my payoff for being a hero for the people? The answer is you don't. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree with you. This is the myth that somehow being on the left side, you know, doesn't mean people who are wealthy. The Democrat Party is the wealthy party. No,
hey, James, we're going to run. Pick it up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Wayne Ellery, War Now with James Hurston. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Johnny Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Newsmax TV. That'll be starting in about 8 minutes. You'll catch me on DirecTV and Dish TV and altogether 80 million homes, including cable TV. And we are really conservative, unlike Fox News. You can watch Bill O'Reilly on my show 3 times a week. Tonight will be his talking points. Last night was his interview with me. Tomorrow will be his interview with me. But if you don't get it on cable TV, you could always go to NewsmaxTV.com the minute the show starts, 8 o'clock Eastern. And you could just click at the top of the screen and watch live now, and boom, I'm on your screen. Or you can get the Newsmax app on your cell phone. But to make it simple, to get it on your cable, that would be the simplest thing, right? Call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Newsmax will connect you, and you get to watch my show if you can convince your cable network to pick up Newsmax TV, because your favorite host, Wayne Root, is not on unless they pick up Newsmax TV. 844-500-6397. Back with my guest, James Herson, who was so rudely interrupted by that music. God, that music cuts everybody off. I'm sorry, James.
Sorry, James. No problem.
So, when you talk about,
we were talking about Fox News, and we got to remember, Rupert's handing it off to his son. James Murdoch's wife works for the Clinton Initiative. That is just, I mean, so the politics, James Murdoch is publicly fed that the content of Fox, and he means prime time, embarrasses him. Now, this guy, you know, he's not the oldest son, but he's the CEO of the parent company that now has put Paul Ryan on the board of directors. I mean, I think Paul Ryan is not just a moderate. Paul Ryan is a never-Trumper, establishment guy. And you combine that with a liberal CEO, James Murdoch, and I think Fox is heading left.
Yeah, and by the way, let's not over-exaggerate. It's not like they're going to become MSNBC. MSNBC is far left to the point of socialist, you know, radical Marxist communist. CNN is just about at that point as well. Fox News is rhino establishment, big government Republican. That's what they are. They're the same as a Jeb Bush or a Paul Ryan or a John Boehner or a Mitch McConnell. And none of Trump's 63 million voters like Mitch McConnell or like John Boehner or liked Paul Ryan or like Jeb Bush. So we're not happy about it. It's wishy-washy big government establishment rhino Republicanism, right? And that's where they're at. That's it. That's the honest truth.
Yeah, they are, except for one thing. Shepard Smith is getting more and more like a male Maddow.
Well, I would say a male Maddow.
The weekend.
Maddow. He is Maddow.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. And
he's
then,
a female Maddow.
And then, you know, the daytime shows have moved leftward. It's not just rhino Republican. And then the other thing is, of course, they are hiring more and more liberals. There are more liberals appearing than used to. I mean, it used to be that they were outnumbered with conservatives. And I'm talking about the reporting, the daytime reporting. The other thing you'll notice, Fox News will not use the word liberal anymore. On all their programming, they say progressive. Mm. Somebody sent a memo out. You got to say progressive. And you hear it on all the shows, even the primetime shows. And so there are now changes in the air at Fox that are altering. Believe me, there's a message that was sent to all the hosts by the suspension of Jeanine Pirro. And
right.
The message is you no longer are able to criticize Ilhan Omar or people like Ilhan Omar. You can't criticize her anti-Semitism because that's Islamophobic.
Yeah, and unless I'm mistaken, I believe that even with Murdoch in control, and I realize Murdoch's retiring now, and it's his sons, but when Rupert was in control, he still sold a significant portion of the stock of the parent company, News Corp, to an Arab guy from the Middle East. So he's probably a Muslim, and he probably, you know, laid down an edict that I'm a one-third owner of this company, the parent company. I'm not going to allow you to put down Muslims or put down Islam or put down anything that would be Islamophobia anymore. I would guess that weighs into it. I don't know, by the way, James, if that's still true. I assume he didn't sell out and he's still there. But I know at one point he had like an Arab sheik who bought a large percentage of the parent company.
Yeah, it very well could be. But, you know, when you say put down, criticizing Ilhan Omar
is not putting down a religion.
Blatant anti-Semitic remarks is a duty. It's a duty of decent Americans, and that's why the Democrats started out in the right place. They were going to pass a resolution condemning her, and they ended up with a resolution calling for world peace.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Well, it was worse than that. It condemned all forms of racism and white supremacism. So really, it wound up having nothing to do with an Islamic lady who obviously is anti-Semitic and hates Jews. Nothing. It actually was against Trump supporters who they think are white supremacists. Kind of funny. And strange and bizarre and scary and dangerous for all of us. James Herson, always a great guest. I just wish I had more time. We just ran out of time. So much more to discuss. I wanted to dig into Donna Brazile a little bit more. What a fraud cheat she is. At a time where we're talking about the cheating scandal in college, you hire someone who cheated and tried to steal an entire presidential election. Seems like an interesting comparison now, doesn't it? All right, James, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Wayne. You have a great evening.
New York Times bestselling author James Herson. Website, jamesherson.com. H-I-R-S-E-N. Good guy. All around good guy. Can't wait to meet him one of these days. Never met him. Only spoke over the phone. Wayne on the Roof. Worn out. Newsmax TV right now.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life.
800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.